Horsa squatted down on his haunches to look at the drone. It was invisible from above because of the pallet of equipment it was carrying. "That one," he said, "didn't have a communicator, did it? Whereas any Adirans down there certainly will have the ones they took from the base, won't they? And Mejel do as Adirans tell them to, right?" He waited for the machine to reply, and when it didn't, he repeated, "Right?" Horsa had the impression that, had the drone been human, it would have spat. "Whatever you say, sir," the drone said. "And what do I do, Horsa?" Malveda said, standing in her fabric jumpsuit, wearing a fur jacket on top. "Do you intend to throw me down the shaft and say you forgot I didn't have any AG? Or do I have to walk down the transit tunnel?" "You'll come with me. And if we hit trouble, you'll..." "What?" Malveda asked. "I don't think we'll hit any trouble," Horsa said.
"You're sure there are no AG harnesses in the base?" Avager said.
Horsa nodded. "If there had been, don't you think one of the Medjel we've encountered so far would have had them on?"
"Maybe the Adirans are using them."
"They're too heavy."
"They could use two," Avager insisted.
"There were no harnesses," Horsa said through his teeth. "We were never allowed any. We weren't supposed to go into the command system apart from yearly inspections when we could power everything up. We did go in. We walked down the spiral to Station 4 like that Medjel must have slogged up, but we weren't supposed to, and we weren't allowed gravity harnesses. They'd have made getting down there too easy."
"Damn it, let's get down there,"
Yalson said impatiently, looking at the others. Avager shrugged.
"If my AG fails with all this rubbish I'm carrying," the drone began, its voice muffled by the pallet over its top surface.
"You drop any of that stuff down that shaft and you'd be as well to follow it, machine," Horsa said. "Now just save your energy for floating, not talking."
"You'll follow me. Keep 500 or 600 meters up. Yalson, will you stay up here till we get the doors open?" Yalson nodded. "The rest of you," he looked round them, "come after the drone. Don't bunch up too much, but don't get separated. Webslin, stay at the same level as the machine and have chaff grenades ready." Horsa held his hand out to Malveda.
"Madame?"
He held Malveda to him. She rested her feet on his boots, facing away from him. Then Horsa stepped into the shaft, and they descended together into the night dark depths.
"See you at the bottom,"
Nysin said in the helmet speakers.
"We're not going to the bottom, Nysin,"
Horsa sighed, shifting his arm slightly around Balveda's waist.
"We're going to the main system level. I'll see you there."
"Yeah, okay, wherever."
They fell on AG without incident, and Horsa forced open the doors at the system level 5 kilometers below in the rock. There had been only one exchange with Balveda on the way down, a minute or so after they had started out.
"Horsa?"
"What?"
"If any shooting starts, from down there, or anything happens and you have to let go, I mean, drop me."
"What, Balveda?"
"Kill me. I'm serious, shoot me. I'd rather that than fall all that way."
"Nothing," Horsa said after a moment's thought, "would give me greater pleasure." They dropped into the chill stone silence of the tunnel's black throat, clasped like lovers.
"God damn it," Horsa said softly.
He and Webslin stood in a room just off the dark, echoing vault that was Station 4. The others were waiting outside. The lights on Horsa and Webslin's suits illuminated a space packed with electric switching gear. The walls were covered with screens and controls. Thick cables snaked over the ceiling and along the walls, and metal floor plates covered conduits filled with more electrical equipment. There was a smell of burning in the room. A long, black, sooty scar had printed itself onto one wall, above charred and melted cabling. They had noticed the smell on their walk through the connecting tunnels from the shaft to the station. Horsa had smelled it and felt gall rise in his throat. The odour was faint and could not have turned the most sensitive of stomachs, but Horsa had known what it meant.
"Think we can mend it?" Webslin asked.
Horsa shook his head.
"Probably not. This happened once on a yearly test when I was here before. We powered up in the wrong sequence and blew that same cable run. If they've done what we did, there'll be worse damage further down in the deeper levels. Took us weeks to repair it."
Horsa shook his head.
"Damn," he said. "I guess it was pretty smart of those Adirans to figure out as much as they did," Webslin said, opening his visor to reach in and scratch his head awkwardly. "I mean, to get this far."
"Yes," Horsa said, kicking a large transformer. "Too goddamn smart."
They made a brief search of the station complex, then gathered again in the main cavern and crowded round the jury-rigged mass sensor Wubsled had removed from the clear air turbulence. Wires and light fibres were tangled about it, and attached to the top of the machine was a cannibalised screen from the ship's bridge, now plugged directly into the sensor.